just one little flash and it all could be gone. If the blue fish, you better get the wine if the wood's chopped. Better get the carrot if the weeds grow. Better start weeding them out. And the sun shines. Better when we're in it like live fish. Better when we're living and we're all. Better when we're living our lives. Oh yeah, we're all. Better when we're living our lives.
Oh, a band that has emerged on the national scene just a little over a year ago, and they have really been stirring things up. The Woodbox Heroes here on Into the Blue. And the new single, that one's called Better When We're Living. Well, right now, a couple of guys who have been doing pretty well on the charts themselves. Here's Michael Cleveland and Jason Carter with the brand new single from their upcoming release, Bluegrass Backwoods. Thank you. the new single from Jason Carter and Michael Cleveland. That's called Bluegrass Backwoods. A short break, and we'll be right back with Mylon Miller. Stay with us.
Join New Blue as they celebrate 20 years with their latest album, Where You've Been. The unique sound of New Blue takes you on a journey through life, from a look back at where you came from to looking ahead at life's choices and triumphs. And you don't want to miss the special collaborations with Sharon White and Ricky Skaggs, Jim Peterik and Jody McBrayer, all joining with the unique sound that is New Blue. Available on vinyl or CD at new-blue.com or stream it on your favorite streaming service.
Save big money and add a stylish look to your bathroom at Menards. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's freestanding bathtubs combine luxury and practicality. They have a sleek design and installation is simple. Right now, Max freestanding tubs are on sale through November 16th. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s, when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money, until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
And now from the Bluegrass Today chart, here's a number one from 5 years ago this week.
Who are you, Redbird? 26 weeks in the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey. Five of those at number one, and number one, 5 years ago this week. That's Mylon Miller together with Buddy Melton here on Into the Blue, and I just happened to be sitting here with the guy who wrote that, and was doing a little bit of guitar playing and singing in the background on that as well. Mylon, hello.
Hello, my friend.
It's always great to see you. We always have so much to talk about because you're working on new songs, you're creating new material, some that you do yourself, some for other people. We've got a little example of both of those coming up in this hour. But I want to just kind of get into the crux of songwriting, if you don't mind for a minute. I want to climb inside your head and find out what it is that makes a good song. I know that's a big question. I know it's probably almost impossible to answer, but what is it that when you finally get one done, you know, you say, okay, well, that, maybe that'll work. That's a pretty good tune.
Well, I don't have the answer to that question at all. And it's something that I feel like I've continually tried to figure out over the past, 25 years that I've been living in Nashville, and even longer than that. Just trying to analyze other songs that I really like, look at how they're put together, and try to determine what makes them work. And it's often such an intangible thing to me. But hopefully, there's things that I've learned through lots of great mentors about the craft, about how to put things together with rhyme and switching up things in the chorus from the verse and things of that nature. But I really think that at the core, you just have to be presenting ideas in an interesting way and try to solicit some kind of emotion from people, whether that's patting their foot or they're laughing or they're singing along, or sometimes it makes them sad or reflective, whatever that emotional content is. Even for an upbeat song, sometimes that even comes through musicianship and things of that nature. Those are all the things that go in the crock pot to me that can, hopefully increase the chances that the song will connect with people.
Jim Lauderdale was in here a few weeks ago, and he said, well, it starts with a great title. Now, that's his philosophy, and he's had tremendous success with it. But I've heard a lot of great songs that don't have good titles too, and are surprisingly deep in the message they present. And I was kind of thinking it's similar maybe in some ways to sculpting. It's not just what you keep, it's what you throw away too, because as a songwriter, I'm sure you've tossed away a lot of verses that, you just thought maybe were good when you wrote them, but didn't work out for the song.
Absolutely. And to kind of piggyback off of what Jim Lauderdale said, I very much believe in the approach of starting with the title. And Who Are You, Redbird is a great example of that. Wrote that with my friend Beth Husband. And we had that idea about the Redbird story for quite some time. And we never could figure out where to hang the idea and develop it. And she, one day, we were talking about the song, and she had the idea for the title, Who Are You, Redbird? And immediately, it's like, here we go. That now we know what to do with the song, and everything came together fairly quickly from there. For me, the title is really, really important. And then you know what you're writing toward.
Well, you've got a couple of new ones out here, probably more than a couple that you haven't shared with me yet, but on the air right now, we're going to roll out a new one featuring Missy Armstrong, a name familiar to a lot of our listeners who worked in Detour for a number of years. And this is a song that you co-authored with Beth. Who thought up the idea of this one?
I think I had the title or the idea, original idea, Artful Dodger, and I think I was watching TV and just randomly heard someone on TV refer to this kind of shady person as an Artful Dodger. And it made me think of, the old Oliver Twist novel that character in that. And, he was kind of the swindler kid. And I was like, that could be a character in a song. And so we just, kind of went from there, and it became this swingy, bouncy little bluegrass thing. And, you know, Missy's one of my favorite singers, one of my favorite people. And
same here.
It seemed to just fit her voice perfectly.
You've got some amazing talent on this one. A guy who appears on a lot of your recordings, Aubrey Haney.
Aubrey Haney is another one of my favorite people in the world. And every time he plays on something, he takes it way up 10 notches.
And Seth Taylor doing banjo and mandolin. Listen to this monster.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, and Seth Taylor is one of those people who, if he wasn't such a nice dude, I would hate him because he's so good and he can play any instrument. You know, you'll find him playing bluegrass sessions on mandolin and guitar and banjo or anything else he chooses to, you know, playing with Sarah Jarosz. Right now he's out playing with Post Malone, playing in stadiums. It's like this kid, he is so good and, you know, so deserving of everything that's going on.
And your lifelong friend and business partner, Buddy Melton, joins you on this bass and harmony vocal. So let's get into it. The brand new one from Beth Husband and Mylon Miller. Here's Artful Dodger. That's the brand new one featuring Missy Armstrong, Artful Dodger, here on Into the Blue, co-authored by Beth Husband and my special guest, the guy sitting across from me right now, Mylon Miller. Mylon, you've got another one now that you do the lead vocal work on that came out, it's been on the chart for 3 weeks as we sit here right now. And this is a song I understand you wrote a couple of years ago and kind of put away and forgot about and then brought it back out. It's called The Ghosts of Galway Bay.
Yeah, it was a song that Beth and I wrote, and it, you know, I remember liking it, and for whatever reason, as songwriters do, you know, I just moved on to the next thing and didn't think that much about it. And, you know, a few months ago, I was listening through to some demos and stumbled across the track, and it really caught my ear as something that, you know, was interesting, and it was very different from the things that I had been releasing recently. And so I did the track. That's the demo vocal and the demo guitar, and that was just a stripped down work tape. And so Aubrey played fiddle and Scott Vestal on the banjo, and Buddy chimed in on the bass. So we just went back and tracked everything around that. I initially was trying to re-sing it, and there's some imperfections on the track, but I never could find the spot where I was happy with.
Keeps it real, man. keeps it real.
Well, you know, and I just say, we'll just turn up the reverb a little bit. maybe it'll help everything. But I'm really enjoying hearing from folks. I think it's been different enough that I'm hearing from folks that are kind of reinforcing the behavior of going out on the limb and trying something new.
I love this song, and I love the fact that it's moving up the Bluegrass Today chart. There's such a good groove that kicks this thing off. Your idea?
That's me playing guitar, and I don't even remember that. It feels like something I would have just stumbled across, probably. I'd like to say that I came up with that on purpose, but knowing me, I was just sitting there messing with the guitar and probably fell into playing that little lick.
Well, it works, and we're going to give it a listen right now. The new one from Mylon Miller and Beth Husband. This is called The Ghosts of Galway Bay.
Working 4 to 4 since I landed on the shore, far from the bogs and soggy socks, an Irish boy on the Boston docks. There's loads of lads just like me who, faced with famine, chose to flee, willing to take the work we'd find, haunted by the lost and the left behind.
Ah, the Ghosts of Galway Bay. Mylon Miller here on Into the Blue, a song enjoying its third week in the BluegrassToday.com Top 20 National Airplay Survey. Mylon, I want to thank you for stopping by today. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It is always big fun.
And it's like Christmas every time I get a new Mylon Miller song. I hate to be greedy, but when's the next one coming out?
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that Ghosts of Galway Bay hangs around at least for a minute, but we've got some fun stuff in the locker.
You do, and you got a couple of great Christmas songs for the Christmas show coming up, too, that we love to feature. So.
Oh, yes, the mischief version of Christmas.
Yes.
We can't overlook that.
All right. You have a great week. Thanks. Go home, write some more.
Oh, thanks so much, Terry.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. Your boxes are wrapped and the gifts are in. Our employees are ready. Let the holiday ride begin. Let's start with the price. It's easy to manage when you ship with the reliable USPS Ground Advantage. In just a few days, it's sure to arrive. We're working nonstop to keep the spirit alive. USPS Ground Advantage, the affordable and reliable shipping solution for the holidays. Visit usps.com/advantage.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Ugh, leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
It's a key ingredient called Tesnor. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. Total T is backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PREP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PREP to 321-321. That's PREP to 321-321.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a west wind developing. Overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Ruby Jean, do you think that you could come on home? You've been gone so long. Treasure, my little country queen. I miss the jewel of my dreams, Ruby Jean. I didn't mean to say those words that made you walk away. I was just a foolish man with foolish pride. Darn these dark blue nights, and dang these lonely days, and all the endless tears that made you cry. Ruby Jean, do you think that you could come on home? You've been gone so long. Country queen, I miss the jewel of my dreams, Ruby Jean. This little home we made together just don't feel the same. Every day I sit alone. Come on home.
country queen. I miss the jewel of my dreams, Ruby Jean. I'd give anything to have you walk right through that door. I'd give everything to make it like it was before. Give you hugs and kisses, promises, and so much more. So I'll ask again and again, Ruby Jean, do you think that you could come on home? You've been gone so long, and I'm so sorry. Here my Blue Ridge Mountain treasure, my little country queen. I miss the jewel of my dreams, Ruby Jean. I miss the jewel of my dreams, Ruby Jean.
There's a voice familiar to any fan of bluegrass music, especially Blue Highway fans. Wayne Taylor on lead, joining Matt Wallace on his brand new single, just out on Huckleberry Records. That's called Hills I Used to Roam. Don Rigsby doing harmony in that session, and Ron Stewart doing the five-string banjo work. I'm Terry Heard, glad to be here with you moving into this hour of great bluegrass. New music right now from Sister Sadie just out on Mountain Home. Here's All Will Be Well.
Time. Six-time IBMA Banjo Player of the Year, Kristen Scott Benson.
GHS strings is just part of who I am as a musician. The comfortability that comes from playing them for, gosh, 30 years now, I just couldn't live without it. And there's no other string in the business that I like better.
Begin your journey to better sound today by logging on to ghsstrings.com. For the passion, power, and performance in your music, GHS, the string experts. Artistically driven, acoustically powered. This is Into the Blue.
Just another lonesome train running through my mind. It's my only friend. That train keeps running through my head full speed. No stops ahead. You move me like a mountain when you're here. Who needs a brother when your pretty eyes don't light the way back home? Just around the bend. One more lonesome train. My heart is Sun train, don't pass this way again. Someday that train might bring you back to me here in Tennessee. Walking down this rusty rail, I pray your face to see, but it's one more lonesome train. The times that try to bind your heart to mine, I turn around and hear that whistle blow, but somehow I know that it's one more lonesome train. My heart is on a string. I hope this lonesome train don't pass this way again.
wrong. And the only thing that comes to mind is the tune of this sad song. Rhythm and the sound of a sudden song. Of a beautiful woman in a terrible place. She looked at me and then she called for you. Then she closed her eyes and she sang this tune.
That's Dan Domensky here on Into the Blue, obviously recorded live. That was live at the Ryman Auditorium, as a matter of fact, from his brand new Dan Domensky live album, one there titled Sad Song. I'm Terry Heard. We're going to push on through this hour of the very best in bluegrass on Into the Blue now with Daniel Grindstaff. Here's my last old dollar.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
President-elect Donald Trump is projected to be the winner in Arizona, and that means Trump swept all seven battleground states. He'll meet with President Biden on Wednesday as Democrats try to pick up the pieces. Influential radio host and Kamala Harris supporter Charlamagne Tha God tells ABC's This Week,
"There's nobody out there that's a single-issue voter. I think some of this is a backlash to race and gender and identity politics, but man, most people, they just care about keeping food on their table and keeping a roof over their head."
Republicans will control the Senate, and it's still not clear which party will have the majority in the House. Wildfires are burning on both coasts. Calmer weather's helping crews make progress on fires in Ventura County, California. Dry, windy conditions are fueling multiple fires in New Jersey and New York. It's prompted air quality warnings. The Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 50 people have been killed by Israeli strikes in the last day. This is ABC News.
A win for the Badger women. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's volleyball team with an upset win over number 3 ranked Penn State, sweeping them 3-0. Wisconsin improving to a record of 18 wins and 5 losses. NBA, the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo misquoted Friday night. The Bucks had lost to the Knicks at Madison Square Garden when Giannis was talking about his team's struggles and suddenly said, "If you don't want to be here, you can leave." That story went viral. It turns out Giannis was speaking to a New York reporter in the group, who yawned and seemed bored.
"Your willing and your intent is to get in the paint. You got to be in the right position. You got to move. You got to create space for guys to get in the paint. I feel like sometimes we hold the ball. Whenever the ball swung, they were driving and kicking. They got so many wide open threes. They got in the paint. Hey, man, if you don't want to be here, you can leave. If you don't want to be here, you can leave. I'm being honest with you."
Again, that's Giannis speaking to a reporter, not calling for one of his teammates to leave. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds, some fog, and some rain showers across the area today. Highs of the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees. A west wind developing overnight, mostly cloudy and breezy. Lows in the lower 30s. On Veterans Day, turning sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
And now, back into the blue with Terry Hurd.
Started out in St. Joseph, always drawn to river towns. For a while we were happy, the trouble follows me around. Seems like nothing comes as easy. Send one more goodbye. Guess I had enough Missouri for a while. Ended up out in Paducah on the old Kentucky shore. It's as fine a place as any. You can't take it anymore. So I left behind the bluegrass state and the memory of your smile. Guess I had enough Kentucky for a while. No matter where I end up, I've already had enough. Just become addicted to the passing of the miles. Guess the tough just keep on going when the going's getting tough. Yeah, I've had enough Missouri for a while. Always heard about the mountains gleaming snow-capped in the sun, but no amount of beauty makes up for the urge to run. I chased a woman out to Bozeman beneath the western sky. Now I've had enough Montana for a while. I ain't saying there's something wrong or right with me. Sure, I know what the problem is, and it ain't geography. Thank you.
No matter where I end up, I've already had enough.
Just become addicted to the passing of the miles.
Guess the tough just keep on going when the going's getting tough. Yeah, I've had enough Missouri for a while. Yeah, I've had enough Missouri for a while.
Big sky caught my eye until the day I died. A mountain man, born and raised a mountain man, traveled west and back again. John was a mountain man. Potts and Coulter set their traps out in Montana, they set their traps. The Blackfoot, well, they didn't like that. Potts and Coulter set their traps. Big sky caught my eye. Dreams open wide across the great divide. You'll find me out on the other side until the day I die. The geysers boil in Coulter's hell. Orange and green. Kind of thing that would cast a spell. The unseen land Coulter's held. The tales he spins, they can't be true. They laughed at him, this can't be true. Saw the man go mad, I'm telling you. They all cried out, it can't be true. Open wide across the great divide. You'll find me out on the other side until the day I die. They fought the Braves in the western lands. Potts caught an arrow in the western lands. John Coulter slipped right through their hands out in the western lands. Chance to run like the wind, he did run. The Blackfoot, oh, they never caught John like the wind, he did run. Clark out to the west, a pioneer before the rest. John paved the way to the west.
Big sky caught my eye. Dreams open wide across the great divide. You'll find me out on the other side until the day I die.
Simple, beautiful, bluegrass. This is Into the Blue.
Mm-hmm. the loves I lost, the bridges I burned, the rivers I never crossed. Here's to the call I didn't hear, signs I didn't heed, the roads I couldn't take, the map that I just wouldn't read. It's a big old world, but I found my way from the hell and the hurt that led me straight to this. Here's to the trains I missed. On every chance I search far and wide to try to crawl out of God's hand, but there's stones I didn't throw and hearts I didn't break, and the little hope I held on to with a silver shining thread of faith. It's a big old world, but I found my way from the hell and the hurt that led me straight to this. Here's to the trains I miss.